From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, starting from news, commentary, and so forth. Also, we will play some songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz, 4750 kHz, and www.voinews.id.
Here is the news for the headlines. The United States could start reopening in May. Iranian general says Tehran looking at possibility of biological warfare behind COVID-19 outbreak. Jakarta coronavirus, 142 COVID-19 patients recovered. Now the news in detail. The United States may be ready to start gradually reopening in May, the government's top infectious diseases expert said on Sunday as signs grew that the coronavirus pandemic was peaking. President Donald Trump had earlier wanted the world's largest economy to be raring to go by Easter Sunday, but most of the country remained at standstill and churches took celebrations online to halt the spread of the virus that has killed more than 22,000 people in the U.S. President Donald Trump has cast the decision on when to ease the lockdown as the biggest of his presidency as he faces competing pressures from public health experts and businesses along with some conservative allies want a swift return to business as usual. Unlike in most Western countries, lockdown decisions are primarily up to local governments, not only the president and leaders of a number of hard-hit, densely populated states have vowed to act as long as necessary. As the novel coronavirus continues ravaging the globe, the Islamic Republic of Iran has become one of the worst hit countries in the world as a result of the deadly COVID-19 pandemic and the worst in the Middle East, forcing the country to struggle in containing the rapidly spreading outbreak. Iranian authorities are undertaking comprehensive studies into the possibility of biological warfare behind the coronavirus outbreak in the country, the head of Iran's Health Department of General Staff of the Armed Forces, 2nd Brigadier General Hassan Araghizadeh, told Mir News through disinfecting public places across the country and dedicating 70% of the capacities of the Army's medical facilities to accept COVID-19 patients. After his final report, Senator Bernie Sanders suspended his presidential campaign. Former Vice President Joe Biden has become the only viable Democratic candidate set to face incumbent U.S. President Donald Trump in the upcoming November presidential elections. Candidate Joe Biden presented his concept as a national strategy for safely reopening America after the novel coronavirus pandemic in an opinion editorial in New York Times. Biden's national strategy involves first the administration of a vaccine. However, he stressed that it would be wrong to stay home and wait for the vaccine to arrive, underlining the necessity to build a bridge from here to there. He added that One of the key points in its plan is to reduce the number of COVID-19 cases. Another crucial beaten point is the need for widespread, easily available and prompt testing, a need that he claims the Trump administration has failed to achieve. Biden highlighted the need for the U.S. healthcare system to be ready for flare-ups of the disease that may occur when economic activity expands again. North Korea leader Kim Jong-un has carried out a major reshuffle of his State Affairs Commission, replacing more than a third of its members. Kim has established an iron grip over the levers of authority in his nuclear-armed country since inheriting power in his late 20s in 2011. He is chairman of the SAC, the North's highest decision-making body, and five of its 13 other members were replaced at a meeting of the country's rubber-stamp Supreme People's Assembly Parliament on Sunday, the state KCNA news agency reported. A cabinet report reiterated the North's insistence that not a single case of the coronavirus pandemic that has swept the world since emerging in neighboring China has been reported in the country. The new SAC members include Ri Sun-kwon, career diplomat Ri Yong-ho, were removed. Another former foreign minister, Ri So-young, was also taken off the committee. The contraction in China's foreign trade is set to continue through the second quarter as global demand remains depressed by measures to curb the ongoing coronavirus outbreak. Both export and import are forecast to have slumped 10% or more in March, with data due to Tuesday expected to show a continuation of the declines seen in the first 2 months of the year. The outlook is grim too, with the World Trade Organization now saying that 2020 could see the worst collapse in international trade since the Great Depression. China's shipments plateaued in 2019 due to the trade war with the US and slowing global growth and the virus outbreak that caused the weakest start for any year since 2012, with export dropping 17.2% from a year earlier in the first 2 months. Trading partners like the US potentially face many more months of shutdown before consumption and manufacturing can return to normal. This news comes to you from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. The Transportation Ministry planned to increase the ticket price selling TBA and price floor TBB for air transport following the enforcement of the large-scale social restrictions or PSBB in several regions. The Ministry Air Transport Director General Novi Rianto said the adjustment of the airfare is based on the Ministerial Regulation No. 18/2020 on the transportation control to prevent the spread of the 2019 coronavirus pandemic or COVID-19, which was issued on April 9. Based on Article 14, the number of passengers during the PSBB is limited by up to 50% of the capacity. Thus, the tariff of the scheduled commercial flights will likely increase by 2 times from the current prices. Novi Rianto explained in Jakarta on Sunday, April 12, this policy was expected as a stimulus for airlines that were forced to limit passenger numbers. The last item, Jakarta's official website for the coronavirus mitigation, corona.jakarta.go.id, recorded a total of 2,082 confirmed COVID-19 cases as of Monday, April 13. Out of the figure, 142 patients had been declared healthy and discharged from hospitals, while 195 patients died. Today marks the first day of the implementation of the large-scale social restrictions PSBB in the capital. For the last 4 days, the Jakarta administration had distributed some 20,000 aid packages to the public. Governor Anies Baswedan said the assistance would be provided for 1.2 million poor, vulnerable families. Governor Anies explained the distribution of social assistance during the PSBB would not be based on the population data. He said if the people have a Jakarta ID card, their data must be listed in social agencies' integrated databases. If not, make a report to neighboring community and submit the proposal to the sub-district office. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Here's commentary for today, entitling Government Launches Pre-Work Card for Those Impacted by COVID-19 Pandemic. Last week, the government officially opened a registration for the pre-work card program through the official website www.prakerja.go.id. The pre-work or the pre-employment card is for the training cost assistance program and incentive for workers, job seekers, and micro and small business people who have lost their jobs or experienced a weakening purchasing power due to the coronavirus disease 2019 COVID-19 pandemic. The continued and widespread of the COVID-19 has made the government issue regulations that forbid people from gathering or leaving the house unless it is very urgent. In Jakarta, the provincial government has even issued a governor regulation number 33 of 2020 concerning the implementation of the large-scale social restrictions in handling COVID-19 pandemic. The governor's regulation, which has been effective since Friday, regulates various activities in Jakarta related to the economic, social, cultural, religious, and educational matters. Certainly, this has an impact on economic activity or people purchasing power. Declining purchasing power has resulted in the closures of several businesses and led to terminations of employment. According to Minister of Manpower, Ida Fauzia, there are currently at least 1.5 million workers affected by the COVID-19 pandemic. Of this number, 10% or around 150,000 people have lost their jobs, while another 90% are still temporarily forced to stay at home or laid off. To help them, the government then launched the pre-work or pre-employment card program. Coordinating Minister of Economic Affairs Erlangga Hartarto hopes that the program is able to increase the competence, productivities, and competitiveness of the workforce and can help the cost of living amid the COVID-19 pandemic. The total budget provided by the government for this year is 20 trillion rupiah. Each recipient of the pre-employment card will receive a total benefit package worth 3,550,000 rupiah. These funds are provided in the form of assistance with training costs of 1 million rupiah. Then, there is the first post-training incentive worth 600,000 rupiah per month to be given for 4 months, with a total amount worth 2.4 million rupiah. There is also an incentive after filling out an evaluation survey of 50,000 rupiah per survey for 3 times, with a total amount worth 150,000 rupiah. The assistance from the government can be used to purchase various trainings on the specified digital partner platforms. That was commentary. I'm Nuka Kusumawati.
Do the following to avoid virus infection when you are traveling. Keep your distance. If you see someone unhealthy, please maintain your distance. The minimum safe distance is 1 meter, but if the person is coughing, then the minimum distance is around 3 meters. Wash your hands with soap, especially if you keep interacting with other people. You can also use alcohol-based sanitizer to kill the germs. Cover your mouth and nose with your elbow or tissue when you are coughing or sneezing. If you are using tissue, throw it away immediately and then wash your hands. avoid direct contact with living animals and any services that had contacted with animals. Avoid consuming raw or half-cooked meat to avoid cross-contamination. Find medical treatment as soon as possible and then share your prior travel history with the health services if you are experiencing any health problems.
Voice of Indonesia.
Our regular program Today in History starts from an event on April 13, 1975, when civil in Lebanon began. On April 13, 1975, civil war in Lebanon occurred due to extreme group of Christian phalangists attacked on a bus which carried out Palestinian people and killed 30 people. Because of the attack, Muslim and Lebanon nationalist communities rose up against phalangist group. Several times later, the group attacked Palestinian refugee camp in Lebanon, and Palestinian residents also participated in the war. The civil war ended in 1999 by being signed Saif Agreement. Next event is that in 1997, Tiger Woods became the youngest golf player in history by winning Masters Tournament. Tiger Woods is a golf player who noted fantastic victories record. On April 13, 1997, he won Masters Tournament at the age 21 years old and 3 months and became the youngest player in history. He also won 4 titles of major in row, beginning from US Open 2000 until Masters 2001. This event was called Tiger Slam because it is not won in one season. The last event is that in 2013, Lion Air crashed in Balinese waters. Lion Air crashed in waters near Ngurah Rai Airport, Denpasar, Bali, before landing on Saturday on April 13, 2013, around 3 p.m. of local time. The Boeing 737-800NG was reported approaching runway, but it crashed into waters and the fuselage was smashed into pieces. However, the airport's authority ensured that all passengers were in good condition, even though some of them injured. Ngurah Rai Airport was closed for an hour following the accident to simplify evacuation process. And listener, that was Today in History.
Terlalu sadis caramu menjadikan diriku pelampiasan cintamu agar dia kembali padamu tanpa peduli sakitnya aku. Yeah.
Listener Voice of Indonesia, the next segment that will present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Here is My Indonesia, entitled Government Prepares 110 trillion rupiah for Social Safety Net. The Indonesian government has prepared a fund worth 110 trillion rupiah allocated for social safety nets. These programs is intended for the grassroots people to remain able to meet basic needs and maintain purchasing power in overcoming the socioeconomic impact of the coronavirus outbreak. This was expressed by President Joko Widodo in a limited meeting of the effectiveness of Social Security Net Distribution Program on Tuesday through a video conference from the State Palace, Jakarta. He remarked that the government has expanded the number of beneficiary families of the Family Hope Program from 9.2 million to 10 million. He also said that he would increase the values of benefits by increasing approximately 25% and accelerating distributions from every 3 months to once a month. The government also increased the number of 9 basic food cards holders from 15.2 million to 20 million. The benefits were increased by 30% from 150,000 rupiah to 200,000 rupiah and given for 9 months. Specifically for Jakarta, Bogor, Depok, Tangerang, Bekasi, the government is preparing a special social assistance program for 3.7 million families. The president explained, assistance for 1.1 million families was prepared by the provincial government of DKI Jakarta, while for the remaining 2.6 million families by the central government for 2 months, according to the emergency response period stipulated by COVID-19 task force. In addition, President Joko Widodo has also ordered Ministry of Social Affairs to distribute 200,000 packages of the 9 basic staples for the Greater Jakarta area and the pre-work or unemployment cards starting April 9th. The budget was raised from 10 trillion rupiah to 20 trillion rupiah for 5.6 million beneficiaries, especially layoffs, informal workers, micro and small businesses affected by COVID-19 pandemic. President Joko Widodo also requested that social safety nets to overcome the COVID-19 pandemic impacts be given quickly and right on target to the people who really need it without any difficult bureaucracy. That was My Indonesia. I'm Nuka Kusumawati.
Semuanya telah terjadi. Cintaku telah pergi. Dan kini ku sendiri tanpa dirimu lagi. Tak mudah menepis cerita indah semusim telah ku lalui, telah ku lewati tanpa dirimu, tetapi bayang wajahmu tersimpan di hati.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people. Welcome back to Indonesian wonder. Today, I'm going to introduce you Palang Pintu tradition from Jakarta. Jakarta is the capital city of Indonesia, which has different tribes, cultures, and traditions. One of the Indonesian tribes is Betawi. One of the Betawi's traditions is Palang Pintu or crossbar. Palang Pintu tradition becomes an identity of Betawi people in Jakarta. The tradition has become part of wedding procession since long time ago. The tradition is combination between silat, martial art, and limerick, which dominate the tradition. Until now, the tradition is still implemented by Betawi people, which is still strong in Islamic teachings. The tradition aims to test the seriousness of man to woman who will get married. To pass the test in Palang Pintu tradition's test, there are two prerequisites which must be fulfilled, namely to win the martial arts and to fluently read the Quran. Palang Pintu tradition was inherited from generation to generation, and there is no historical note which explains about when and who created the tradition. The tradition is usually implemented when bridegroom arriving at the bride's place. The tradition has some steps, namely Salawat Dustur, required rhyme, Beklai, and Lantun Sike. During the tradition implemented, the bridegroom will be blocked by silat fighters or jawara from the bride's village. Then, one of the silat fighters requests some requisitions. The point is to challenge fighting and reading Quran. Therefore, the bridegroom can be ensured having quality or not according to them. Implementing Palang Pintu tradition needs 9 persons. 2 persons are silat fighters from the bride side, 1 person from the bridegroom, 1 person as poem interpreter from each side, 3 persons as readers of Salawat Dustur, and 1 person as Sikas reader. Today, the tradition is conducted by people who are paid and usually called centeng. The name of Palang Pintu comes from Betawi Tengah and Betawi Kota people, while Betawi Pinggiran and Betawi Ora call it as Rebut Dandang or Tepuk Dandang. Well, listener, that was our segment of Indonesian Wonder featuring Palang Pintu tradition of Betawi people in Jakarta. Tomorrow we will meet again with another interesting topic. Goodbye. Well, listener, the next segment is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In this program, we'll introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian. This program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in the Indonesian language on the radio, introducing some Indonesian vocabulary and tips on how to use it in a conversation. This segment is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language and Book Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. Today's topic is Lama Tinggal or Length of Stay. Next is a conversation about Lama Tinggal or Length of Stay. The conversation is between Kevin and immigration official.
Berapa lama Anda akan tinggal di sini?
Saya akan tinggal selama 1 tahun.
After the conversation, now I am going to introduce some vocabularies and idioms related to the topic today. I say each word slowly and twice. You can follow after me. Berapa lama, which means how long. Tinggal, which means to stay. Di sini, which means here. Satu tahun, which means 1 year. Tiga jam, which means 3 hours. Berapa lama Anda akan tinggal di sini? Berapa lama Anda akan tinggal di sini, which means, how long will you stay here? Saya akan tinggal selama 1 tahun. Saya akan tinggal selama 1 tahun, which means, I will stay for 1 year. Berapa lama transit di Bali? Berapa lama transit di Bali, which means, how long did you transit in Bali? In the conversation, you listen the expression berapa lama Anda akan tinggal di sini. Question phrase berapa lama in English, how long, is used to ask about duration. For example, berapa lama Anda akan tinggal di sini? In English, how long will you stay here? In responding the question, you can mention the length of time is used. Let's follow some other examples. Berapa lama transit di Bali? Which means, how long did you transit in Bali? 3 jam, which means 3 hours. Berapa lama kamu berlibur di Indonesia? Which means, how long will you have vacation in Indonesia? 2 minggu, which means 2 weeks. In the Indonesian language, pronouns of the first person often used are saya and aku. The word saya can be used in various situations, both formal and informal situations. The word saya can also be used for a person whom you talk to, such as someone you respect, elder people, person who you've just known, or people who are already close to you or friend. Meanwhile, pronouns aku is only used in informal situation with friends. The pronouns of the second person in Indonesian language are usually used anda and kamu. The word anda is usually used in informal situation or in correspondence, while the word kamu is only used in informal situation if you talk with friends or younger person. Listener, before we end today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, for more details, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Berapa lama Anda akan tinggal di sini?
Saya akan tinggal selama 1 tahun.
That was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language on the radio. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia. See you tomorrow with other interesting topics. Sampai jumpa.
Jambu luruh di kotamu, ku ayun sendiri langkah-langkah sepi, menikmati angin menabuh daun-daun, mencari gambaranmu di waktu lalu. Sisi ruang batinku hampa rindukan pagi, tercipta nelangsa merenggut sukma, terwujud keinginan yang tak pernah terwujud. Aku tak bisa pindah ke ku harus menepi. Hiduplah ditambatkan berlabuh di pantaimu. Sisi ruang batinku hampa rindukan pagi, tercipta nelangsa in
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz for Asian regions, 4750 kHz for European regions, and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner, about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. In today's edition of Music Corner, we present a Keroncong song entitled Fantasi, which was composed by Pit Munandar. The song has up and down tones. The rhythm of the song Keroncong Fantasi can touch even beat the heart. The Keroncong Fantasi also has melodious rhythm, which can entertain those who listen to the song. That's a glance of Keroncong Fantasi. Well, listener, let's enjoy Keroncong Fantasi by M. Rifani. Happy listening.
Menjiwai malam sunyi. Kadang sebagai reperi menghayalkan impian lalu. La 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 li keroncong fantasi dengan tiada bentuknya yang tertentu, tetapi cukup merdu untuk menghibur sanubariku.
Voice of Indonesia.
Aku sudah tak bisa untuk menangis, dan aku sudah tak bisa untuk berkata, aku sudah tak bisa untuk mencinta selain dirimu.
Well, listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Keep listening to our program at www.voinews.id or shortwave frequency 3325 kHz for Asian regions or 4750 kHz for European regions. Don't forget to check out our Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram voice.of.indonesia. Also, send your reception report to voi@voinews.id. I'm Putri Safiri Adalah. See you on the next English program.